I got the bloodlust.
Me too.
I want to kill. Let's kill. 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 Kill.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Bloodlust. It's your go-to podcast for classy broads and a token dude talking horror. This is episode 104. My name is Amy. I am your fearless leader. Joining me tonight to talk about the movie Revenge. No one is with me in the room. So through the magic of the internet, my two co-hosts are Eddie and Karen. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Howdy.
How are ya?
Good.
I'm Gacy.
No, I'm good.
Lightly Gacy. Eddie, you finally got a male goat, and he is a black male goat, and you did name him Black Phillip, is that correct?
That is 100% correct. And he's my favorite, and I love him.
This is a high point in the Bloodlust. A high point for all of Bloodlust Ventures.
Mm-hmm.
One of us has a Black Phillip of our own.
I'm very delighted.
You're going to have to start taking some pictures so that we can post them for our listeners.
I will. I certainly will. He's such a nice little fella. I love my
How
goat
exciting.
Buddies.
For now.
Did you want to tell the listeners what you did to him today?
Well, I bought him along with several of his sisters and, you know, can't have him getting busy with them. So I had to put a rubber band on his nuggets, but it was fine. And he didn't holler one bit. And he went right back to being a happy little goat in like 2 minutes.
Good old Black Phillip.
So I was very relieved.
Yeah, I could imagine that going kind of badly.
Oh no, he's a nice little fella. I would have been I would have felt so bad.
Yeah, I mean terribly for you. You would have been crying.
I would have been crying. I would have. I would have cut it back off. But like, it's fine, buddy. You can live
I'm
inside.
Sorry. Yeah, you can move into my room. Oh my, and Kitty mowed her lawn for the first time today.
Yes, and that was
new
my
homeowner.
My very first time mowing grass at all in my life.
Whoa, did you love it?
Well, no, but I I liked the outcome. It was fine. I was listening to a true crime podcast, so it was good.
Nice. New Sword and Scale out today?
Actually, it was True Crime Garage.
Oh, okay, okay.
The one about BTK.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So, guys, you've probably heard about Revenge. It's one of the more well-received horror movies of this year so far. And it is, just like the title says, a revenge movie, a rape revenge movie, which, like I said on the last episode, we haven't done a lot of. I can't think of too many. American Mary. Can you guys think of any others that we've done?
We did a bite on Mother's Day.
That's true.
I cannot think of another one.
Yeah, so look at that. And it's a big part of, it's a big subgenre of horror, I would say. And of action movies. I mean, look at Death Wish. Look at John Wick. Well, that's not a rape revenge, but revenge.
I was like, now I need to watch John Wick.
Ripped his heart.
Yeah, exactly. So keeping in mind that this is a rape revenge movie, our roundtable question for the night is, what is your favorite rape revenge movie? Now, these could be the old 70s exploitation ones, or it could be a modern one, or, well, we'll see what you guys think. So, Eddie, would you like to go first?
Yeah, I hate to give this answer, but it's the truth. Mother's Day is my favorite rape revenge movie. I've said it. It's been my answer for so many things, but I don't care. It's one of my favorites and one of the first ones I ever watched and really liked. They get a gross rape and go back there and give it to them real good.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't somebody get a TV smashed over their head?
No, they get an antenna through the back of their spine, and it pops out of their throat.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And she pulls him back by the nose and pours Drano down his throat, and his guts bubble out.
That's very satisfying.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a nice revenge.
Yeah, it's good shit.
Excellent choice, sir. And Kitty.
I don't know if this is technically rape revenge, but he's pretty much a child molester, sexual predator, so I'm going with hard candy.
Oh, I'd say that totally fits. It doesn't have to be the raped person getting revenge for it to be rape revenge.
Plus, I mean, that's just a great cast, too.
Yeah, a great but very small cast.
Yeah.
I believe that's back on streaming. I think it's on Netflix.
It's about time for me
again.
To watch it again.
Yeah, what an interesting, well-acted movie.
Mm-hmm.
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 Although I don't like to think of Patrick Wilson that way.
I mean, he fits the... I mean, he looks like it. He's too good-looking. There has to be something wrong.
He's very well cast in that.
Do you think people think I do things like that because of how handsome I am?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because now I'm worried.
Well, and rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
With great power, Eddie, comes great responsibility.
I try hard to wield it responsibly.
And a boy. You wield it responsibly. My favorite rape revenge movie is The Virgin Spring, which is one of the first. Well, historically, I don't know. It came out in the 60s. It's pretty old. But is it the first? I don't know. But it's based on an old Nordic folktale. So I guess that kind of counts for being super duper old. And it's also the movie that Last House on the Left, one of the most famous of the 70s exploitation era rape revenge movies, is based on. It's the same story. Much in the same way that Strange Brew is, it's Hamlet in disguise. It's the same plot.
I didn't
plot.
Know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. And also, in that vein, there is Barb Wire, the Pamela Anderson movie.
Definitely that is based on Shakespeare.
That is a retelling of Casablanca.
What? I've never seen Barbed Wire.
That's it. We're having a Barbed Wire viewing party next time we get together.
I would not say no to that. I've seen it. I saw it because I learned that the story is a retelling of Casablanca. But I liked it. It was great. But yeah. Barbed Wire is Casablanca. Strange Brew is Hamlet. And Last House on the Left is The Virgin Spring, which is a suitably snobby movie for me to pick, as it is an Ingmar Bergman movie. But you know how I roll here, guys. Rape Revenge. Nobody picked really one of the classics, like I Spit on Your Grave. I think if Jamie had been here, she might have picked that one, because I know she likes it. I love a good Rape Revenge movie. I think they're very cathartic. I like watching people get what's coming to them, you know?
I got Mel to watch this with me, and she's not big into watching them. She had to do some watching through her fingers, but I sold it to her, and I was like, it's rape revenge. It's after you get past the initial raping, the rest of it is just rooting for murder and gore. And she's like, yeah, that sounds pretty good. And she's sitting there, and she's like, yeah, fucking shoot him in the face. This is great.
Yes, exactly. Now, we've probably talked about Men, Women, and Chainsaws before, and that book being about the final girl, having coined the term the final girl in that book. Carol Clover kind of talks about horror movies in general and slasher movies in general, but she focuses on rape revenge for part of it. And, you know, this genre, subgenre, has gotten a lot of flack for glorifying violence towards women and sexual violence and nudity, and nudity specifically paired with this kind of gore and stuff. But in the book, she kind of argues that, you know, men are identifying when they watch these movies, because back then especially, the horror genre was mostly, the fans of the horror genre were mostly young men. And she kind of argued that young men were identifying with the women in these movies. They weren't rooting for the killers, they're rooting for the women. So it's actually good for them to be put in the position of the victim and to see how the victim is, you know, victimized and how she comes out ahead. And of course, it's nice for us as women to be able to watch these. So, you know, it's kind of a controversial subgenre of horror, but one that I think is real interesting and valid, even though some people are bothered by it.
Just sometimes they really do it. Like the Hills Have Eyes mutant.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Jesus. That was the word. Every time I hear it, it's a rape revenge movie, I'm like, dear God, don't let it be like that.
Right. Or something like Irreversible. That's the ultimate commentary on rape revenge movies, I think. I can't say that that's my favorite rape revenge movie because I can't say that's my favorite anything. It's too horrible. But that's the point, right?
Right. I think.
I think that was the point of Irreversible. Because it's a rape revenge movie that's reversed. So you get the revenge first, and then the rape. And I think the reason he did that was so that you feel awful about the revenge, too. And it's not like, yeah, blow his fucking head off. Because he wanted you to feel bad about all the violence. But that's just my take on it. Anyhow. Anything else you guys want to say about rape revenge movies in general before we go to break?
Nope, this is not really my cup of tea. I do like revenge, but I just don't like that the rape has to be the catalyst for revenge. Why can't there just be revenge for the sake of revenge?
Well, there is. It's John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're next.
All kinds. There's all kinds of just That's, revenge.
I like that better.
I don't even know if theirs was... Well, she did get revenge on them, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
At a girl.
It is the low-hanging fruit of, like, awful, sleazy things mm-hmm. that you deserve to be killed for.
Right.
There's no gray area. It's like, yeah, fucking kill them.
Yeah.
Right, that or, like, being mean to a puppy.
Right. You don't shoot puppies.
And I wouldn't watch that either. You're right.
You don't fuss with ladies.
The unforgivable sins. Don't you touch that dog. All right, guys. I'm very excited to talk about revenge, so why don't we take our little quick break and then come back and do just that.
Every hour, a podcast is hurt by lack of reviews. They suffer alone, terrified, unreviewed, waiting for help, waiting for you to help. Please say you'll be the answer to this problem. For about 1 minute of your time, you can provide joy, peace of mind, and the knowledge that others will hear this show. This is your chance to not sit by while the Bloodlust suffers unreviewed. So go to iTunes, Stitcher, now, and make a difference for 5 sad, unreviewed horror fans. We're counting on you. Thank you.
Are you cool enough to call yourself a genre junkie?
Do you bury yourself in books of bloody terror?
Or delight in technological what-ifs?
Maybe you like to escape to magical realms full of heroes and magic.
Well, every other week, join Scott and I, Sandra, as we discover new books to satisfy your horror, sci-fi, and fantasy cravings.
Subscribe to Genre Junkies on iTunes or the podcatcher of your choice.
And don't forget to read past your bedtimes.
Okay, guys, we're back. Let's talk about revenge. Kitty, the stats, please.
It premiered at Toronto International Film Festival, September 10th of 2017, and it was released in the United States on May 11th, 2018. It was written and directed by Coralie Farge. It stars Matilda Lutz, Kevin Janssens, Vincent Colombe, and Guillaume Boucheret. It is rated R, has a running time of 1 hour and 48 minutes, and is 92% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's pretty good, man.
That is good. Especially, yeah, for how gory it is. But we'll get there.
Yeah. You got to give those critics some credit for being able to go along with that goal.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know. How gory would you? This is not quite Green Inferno gory, but it's gory.
It's pretty. It's up there.
Yeah.
It's up there.
It's one of the gorier rape revenge movies I've seen.
I would think so, yeah.
I mean, a lot of them are very gory. But man, some of the scenes in this and all the blood.
So much blood.
I don't think we'll see more fake blood this year.
No, it would be hard to top.
If we do, I will be very surprised. So far, revenge has got that number one spot. What's it about? Well, it's easy to say what it's about. It's right there in the title. Let me give you the details, though. Our heroine is a young American woman. Her name is Jen. And she is on a trip with her wealthy married boyfriend, who kind of looks like Scott Fargus from, or Scott Farkas from A Christmas Story, but grown up.
He is freckly.
Yeah, he looks like a grown-up Scott Farkas who went on to have like a home improvement show. So her wealthy married boyfriend and Jen go to this very impressive desert vacation home. And they're having a fun, sexy time there when his two hunting buddies drop in on him a day earlier than scheduled. And Jen tries to be a good sport. She kind of is gamely interacting with the other men. But the next day, when her boyfriend leaves her alone with them, one of the men violently attacks and rapes her. When her boyfriend fails to take her side in the matter when he comes back and she refuses to accept his payoff, the men throw her off a cliff and leave her for dead. And they go about their hunting trip as if nothing happened. But then when they come back to collect her body, it's gone. And that, my friends, is when the hunters, wait for it, become the hunted.
Dun, dun, dun.
Go, 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 go.
So that's what it's about. She's the arm candy, the side piece. And she gets her revenge. She will not be tossed aside like so much trash. But what did we think? Karen, how about you go first, since I asked Eddie first about his favorite rape revenge movie?
I thought it was good. I don't really like a rape revenge movie, so once you get to the rape part, I'm already like, nah, I don't really want to be here.
None of us want to be there.
Yeah. I thought it was very good. I liked that they didn't rely on dialogue at all.
Yeah.
So, like, even if, like, let's say you're someone who doesn't like foreign films and don't like to read, you know, your movies, there's 20 minutes of dialogue in this movie or something. So you don't have to do a lot of reading, and half of it's in English.
Yeah, way more than I thought, because Jen is American.
Yes.
So they're mostly speaking English unless they're speaking to each other.
Right. So, you know, they didn't rely on the dialogue for info dumps or anything like that, so that was good. I was kind of surprised that the rapist told Richard about the rape. And I don't know the other guys' names. You're lucky I know Richard's names. The two guys. There's the rapist and the snacking guy, basically.
Right. Snacking guy.
Richard seems like a man who wouldn't want to share. Like the night before, where Jen was kind of being too flirty with the rapist, he kind of got a little jealous and like took her to the bedroom.
Right.
So it didn't seem, that kind of part kind of seemed off. I mean, I guess that was the whole catalyst for the movie, but I didn't think that, it kind of seems like he would be mad at the guy too.
He was mad at him, but yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. He was mad, but I think it was to show how little
that
value
she meant
they
to him.
Placed on her. Yeah.
That wasn't their first time that it happened.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
Possibly not, yeah. These are not very nice fellas.
Yeah.
No, they had sleazy, way too rich all over them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not accountable to anybody.
Yeah.
Right.
There seemed to be a lot of shots that, I don't know, they kind of just thought would be interesting, like the blood dripping on the ants. Like, that didn't add anything to me for me and kind of just seemed unnecessary. Like, they were just trying to be a little artsy.
There were some like that, yes.
And that's fine. I mean, whatever. It's a little more highbrow of a revenge movie, I guess.
Some of them I thought worked very well.
Some of them were just unnecessary. Like, there were like five shots of spider webs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, that's too many.
That's three
too
many.
Two tops. Yeah.
Right.
I thought the music was really fun. The score was fun. Mm-hmm. Nice, like, synthy pop kind of stuff.
Action movie.
Mm-hmm. And there was a good amount of gore, like we talked about. There was a part where they had the glass in his foot, almost made me throw up, where he was digging it out.
That was what I was thinking of. Yeah, that was, boy, it couldn't have been more vaginal, could it?
Really, it could not have been.
This is the most vaginal thing I've ever seen.
Really, it was.
I did not think.
Short of a real vagina.
Yes.
Yeah. Even more vaginal than some vaginas I've seen.
I mean, I guess this isn't a spoiler, like, because she gets pushed off the edge and lands on a stick. When she was cauterize the wound.
Yeah.
And the eagle imprinted on her skin like a tattoo. That was the stupidest part.
A phoenix.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. Phoenix. Oh, God. I didn't even catch that it was a phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that doesn't even. No, it was a beer can. And, like, it wasn't sticking out. And no. No.
Yeah, I've never in my life, and maybe they do things differently there, but I've never seen a beer can with raised portions like that. No.
I did like her Gem and the Holograms earrings.
Yeah.
Those are pretty great. And I think some of it, I'm not going to talk about the very end, I don't think.
Nah.
When she was tripping from the peyote and kept waking up from nightmares, that was pretty cool because it just kept going. And I think that the movie being directed by a woman made it a little more even with the nudity, exploitation. Like, you see dong before you. Do you even see boobs in the movie?
Nope.
Hell yeah, they totally hang dong. You see boobs Dimitri walks in on her.
Oh, she's right, changing. Barely.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was like, I don't even remember her boobs, so if I saw them, they weren't remarkable.
Well, she was awfully small.
Yes. But, like, you see her butt a lot, but yeah, you see dong way more than you see any part of her. I mean, you see her butt a lot, but.
And, like, dude, b-hole. There's some potential b-hole in this.
Were you afraid you were going to glimpse one?
No.
I mean, I don't want to look at a butthole either. I'm not trying
no,
to.
I mean,
I'm
no.
not trying to claim like, you're homophobic right or anything.
Yeah, I just like to see the outline. I don't need to see butthole.
That's the worst absolute angle on any dude. Like the laying on your side situation. No one should be subjected to that.
But God bless her for all that male nudity.
Yeah. And at one point, a few times Richard was walking around with his giant gun, like, in front of his crotch. Like, I was like, oh, this is obviously supposed to be his manhood. I got that. It's very clear to me that he just thinks he's the shit. I mean, it was good. I cheered her on through the revenge, and I thought the ending was awesome. It was nice and gory and super bloody.
So much blood.
And I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
It looked fun to shoot, too.
Well, I was reading about that, and apparently it was kind of a nightmare. It's a pretty low-budget movie, and to her credit, I think it looks very polished.
Yeah.
The last sequence, the final showdown, was pretty tough, because there's that one long, continuous shot
mm-hmm.
of Richard walking around when he hears a noise. And then there's the final kind of fight scene. And all of the blood, they had all these issues with continuity. And you know how sticky fake blood is. Well, you've got two people, one of whom is stark nude and the other who is nearly nude, with a bunch of fake blood quickly drying on them. And apparently they kept sticking to themselves and sticking to each other and sticking to the walls. And like, so I guess it was sort of a nightmare, but it sure looked fun. So, Kitty.
Yes.
Would you recommend this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you like rape revenge movies, I think it's a well done one. If it's somebody who doesn't like gore, I would say maybe skip it. But I thought it was well done.
Would you be interested in watching another movie by her?
Sure.
I think she'd do great making an action movie.
Yeah, that was definitely the best part of the movie, was all the action. So absolutely.
She has so much style for a first-time filmmaker.
Yeah.
It reminded me of Anna Lily Amirpour in that way. You know, they've got such a style already.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Raw, I don't feel like, you know, I wouldn't compare her to, who made Raw?
I don't remember.
I wouldn't compare her as much to her. This was more stylistic, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Raw was more about the story than the filmmaking.
Yes. What do you think you'd grade this?
I'll give it a B.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad it wasn't too bad for you, since this is not a subgenre that you enjoy.
Yeah, it was definitely, for what it was definitely very, very good.
And what do you think about the running time? I know you're not a fan of movies that are over 90 minutes.
It's a little long for me. I get kind of bored. But, I mean, that was the last 15 minutes or whatever was the scene in the house, so I wasn't bored, but I just get kind of antsy.
Fair enough. Do you think this felt long?
Maybe a tad, but not much. Maybe 10 minutes.
Well, you said there were some shots that you thought were unneeded,
yeah.
So maybe
cut
if
the
they
ants.
Got rid of...
Cut right? 3 spider webs and the ants, and that's already 5 minutes.
Fair enough. All right, well, thank you for watching this, even though it's not your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Edward?
Yes?
What'd you think?
I liked it a whole lot. It was
Yay.
Very fun.
I know you were scared.
I was scared. You know, always iffy to watch a rape revenge thing because it's awful. But
yeah.
They made this one as painless as possible. And I thought she did a good job fleshing out all the characters. Like, they all had, except for Eating Guy. And he came alive a little bit near his end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which was, I thought it was kind of interesting. He went from silent to like being able to be the greatest shit talker ever when he's beating ass.
Yeah, weirdly dark and like murdery,
like,
serial killer.
That's why we keep this fucked up guy around. He's a goddamn psychopath.
Yeah, well, but I guess you wouldn't see what he walked in on and be so dead behind the eyes if you weren't.
Go take a swim in the infinity pool.
It was a nice pool.
And the whole lead up with her dancing on the guy and him just being a huge douche and losing his shit and not being able to accept he couldn't have something he wanted. I don't know.
That's exactly right.
Right. He was just so sleazy and gross about it, but I'm sure that it's like, I look at that guy and I'm like, you're that sleazy fuck. Like, that's just a type of person.
It wasn't
awful.
Unrealistic.
And they said they were trophy hunter. We're going to go bring our trophies home like we do every year. And I hunt, but trophy hunters have a certain awful douchiness about them that are, it's usually, I'm really rich and get whatever I want at whatever cost.
Right.
Because I want it.
I want an endangered lion.
I want to shoot an elephant in the face so I can say I got the big 4, big 5, whatever the fuck those dumbasses say. But yeah, it's that kind of guy. And so I was happy to see all those dudes get shot. Spoilers. They all get good and fucked up.
It's called revenge. I think they know what happens.
Yeah. Well, when they're getting revenge, I'm enjoying it. And everybody was accomplices and the shittiest type of assholes. Like, yeah, this is what you get, married guy with children talking about his wife. Whatever she was making sounded good when you hear her coming through the phones and buying French foods, talking about setting them off and, you know, I don't want to, it's a delicate balance of flavor. I was like, dude, go home. Apparently you got an awesome wife, cooks you real good stuff.
Right.
Could be in the worst, but I'm rich and I want what I want. So I'm going to go to my hunting villa, which is a $3 million house in the middle of the desert via helicopter with my asshole pervert friends.
Awful. And they weren't really unrealistic. I mean, the stuff
no,
that happens
in
the
realistic.
Movie, like super realistic. The stuff that happens later is not realistic, but they weren't like cartoon villains. They were like those guys.
They were those guys. There are those guys. And she did a great job at.
And she was that girl, you know?
Yeah, she was awesome.
They had her come out of there with that sucker in her mouth and everything. I mean, she was that girl.
It was like she was like very sexy Furiosa for Mad Max. This was very Mad Max-ish.
Didn't hurt they were in the desert.
And that it was like a renegade chick on revenge.
Yeah.
It was good. I mean, these are all elements of things I very much enjoy. I really like being able to enjoy guilt-free murders.
Hell yeah.
Like that, you know what I'm saying? That's a fun time.
That's why the Saw movies are so popular.
The gore looked so awesome. And I can't not love a movie that is like, this clearly had more blood in it than anything we've seen this year. So that's always a thumbs up for me.
Yeah, there's enough that blood that
where you look at it and say, someone's going to slip on that. I like it.
Good. Yeah, I agree.
Soundtrack was sweet. That scene where homeboy is driving the motorcycle and there's some good synth beats happening.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And they had the intro when they were like, do it, being having their trashy socialite party where she's like, I'm going to be a sexy girl from a millionaire boy. I mean, it's not the greatest behavior from anybody. And they're playing like the shit they were playing reminded me of Thrill Kill Cult. Like the feeling of yucky trashiness you get when you listen to the old Thrill Kill Cult. That's what it felt like. I thought it was really well. It was very well done picking that.
I think that scene was important, too. I mean, they were. She was trying to chat with them and stuff, but they weren't having it, you know? She was trying to be like, oh, yeah, I'd like to be an actress, you know? And they were just condescending to her, like, oh, yeah, well, that's sweet.
That's cool. You're very hot. Want to grind on my boner again?
Yeah, so basically, it seemed like she did that because she couldn't have a conversation with them. That was, like, the only way they wanted to relate to her.
Right. Like awful people.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, listeners, she sure shows them.
That's right.
But she, and also, I liked how not afraid to go incredibly hard badass for her character in this. Like, she does some really gnarly shit. Yeah, you gotta suspend disbelief. I mean, you have to suspend disbelief because the initial fall off that cliff, she's fucking dead. No one's living through that.
Oh, and there was so much blood.
She never would have gotten herself down.
No.
There's no way she could have gotten herself down. Her back had to have been broken.
Oh, she was fucked. But so that's where this suspense of disbelief has to begin. And then just let the Phoenix ride. Then go, because it looked badass. I was like, she just used a buck knife to brand herself the Mexican beer can. Better have a damn Phoenix over her gut hole. And she was all whacked out on that crazy root shit she was chewing. That looks fun.
I was very excited at the beginning when they bring out the peyote. It's like, well, there's no way you're not going to be using this. I was hoping she'd dose the guys. That, to me, would have been way cooler. And then make them think that some demon was coming after him.
Yeah, that's what you want to take if you want to be on your game.
That'll be fun.
She did work after she took that shit.
Yeah, she did. Cutting that piece of wood out. The moment when you realize that piece of wood has just been in her stomach the whole time she was getting away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked way better that she didn't look like she was in pain during it, that she was just like, the fuck am I doing right now? It's like, yeah, this is good. This is good.
Yeah. She couldn't have done that without drugs.
No. Crushing it. She was riding high.
She was on a mystical journey.
There were some mild gun indiscrepancies, but I was okay with it.
I wondered about that.
I blame it for them being foreigners and not having guns to play with.
Probably. They probably have to get an American on set so that they can make sure that the gun stuff looks accurate.
The only thing was having a giant super zoom in scope on a big shotgun is hilarious.
That's not something that happens. Well,
yeah,
it's not
that seemed weird.
A shotgun, you are not supposed to shoot far away, right?
No, like 100 yards. And she was zoomed in on him from like 400 and it was like zoomed in onto his cheek. I don't know. It was
I did like that it blew her off her feet when she shot that gun.
But how about homeboy shooting his gun after he took a shotgun slug to the shoulder? And at first he's like, I can barely lift this. I got to rest it on my bullet hole shoulder. And he shoots once and he's like, fuck. But then he's like, I'm unload all the rounds. Pow, pow, yeah, pow, 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 right. Pow, pow. I am no longer bothered.
There was a lot of that. I didn't care.
There's a lot of that. But it doesn't matter because it's fun as shit. And, you know, don't be a dweeb about it like I was and think about it. But it was just kind of fun. Worth noting, I guess.
I got kind of comic book guy-y about some stuff in it, too. I can't help it.
Yeah, it's just who we are.
We're just nerds.
Shh. Oh, I remember what I wanted to finish up. About how super hardcore badass she was. Because she was like John McClane level badass.
Mm-hmm.
Or like Lionheart, I'm going to roll my knuckles in glass and beat this big dude up badass. Like, they really went all the way.
Yeah, like, she didn't care.
I'm going to cut this wood out of me, take these drugs, go blast motherfuckers. Go in the desert in a bikini, looking very fine. I like that the balance, she was like super powerful and turbo sexy simultaneous.
Yes.
I'll take a dirty lady with a shotgun any day.
That is kind of your thing. It's mine as well.
It appeals to my classical horror movie tastes.
I love that she didn't cover up. That was great. Yeah. She just stayed like that. Never puts a stitch more clothes on that she has in the beginning of the movie. It just gets a little less and a little less. God damn it, they didn't have to desexualize her to make her a badass. And that's cool.
Right. She was equally badass, more badass, equal parts badass sexy.
That's right.
We'll figure it out. We'll do the math later.
I don't do math. I'm a girl.
But I'm going to give it an A-.
Nice. I'm so glad you enjoyed. We've had some kind of duds lately.
I know. Some stinkers. But if they gave this lady some more money, I'm sure she'd make something that would get an A+ from me.
I bet you she would. I'm very excited to see what she does next. I thought this movie was sweet. I loved how it looked. Everything was super saturated colors. Like, it shared with exploitation movies the fact that how lurid everything was. You know, it's not just like the male gaze camera or whatever. The camera looks at her, you know, in a lascivious way or whatever, but it looks at the men the same way. The way it zooms in on the dude, the gross dude eating the chips, all of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything was very lurid. The music, the way the camera moves, you know, even the way the titles looked. I loved how those looked. It was very, very stylish.
Googling the word lurid.
Sorry. I liked a lot of the artsier stuff she did. Some of it, like you said, Kitty, I thought was overdone. The ants were overdone. Some of that phoenix symbolism was a little bit overdone. I didn't love the beer can thing having a symbol, but I liked that she used it to cauterize her guts. Mm-hmm. Although, for fuck's sake, quit showing it so much if you're not going to make it look like a giant wound after that.
Right.
And quit showing her damn back if there's no out hole.
Right. Why didn't she have to cauterize her back?
That was the only thing. That was where I got comic book guy a little bit, was that wound. Don't show it quite so much next time, in your next movie.
Yeah.
Yes, it was quite lurid.
Some of the stuff, though, that she did, I thought was cool and smart. Like the scene that we were talking about where she's trying to hang out with the dudes. And they have that UFC on the TV real loud inside. And then you see them outside. All the masculine shit that was everywhere. And the apple that the boyfriend bites and then leaves down, how it rots and stuff. Some of that I liked. I thought it was cool. The big painting and the... in his house at the end that they keep showing. I think that was supposed to be like a Virgin Mary type painting. I'm sure that was very symbolic.
Pop art Virgin Mary?
Yeah, and the one above the mantle that looked like boobs. abstract boobs.
Mm-hmm.
I think all of that was pretty cool. I like the attention to detail. I love the final scene. Although they might not have had to go around and around that living room quite as many times.
I'm with you.
You know? I mean, I really thought technically it was sweet. I think this filmmaker also kind of reminds me a little bit. She could have a career maybe like Kathryn Bigelow has, you know, where she's really good at things that you would normally think of as macho, you know, macho kind of movies. She's good at this action stuff. She's good at, I don't know, things that I would consider to be like sort of masculine filmmaking tricks, like those continuous takes, like when Richard's walking around trying to figure out where Jen is. She could have that kind of career, you know, make something like Zero Dark Thirty or something. I loved the excess of blood and how, I don't know, I think with that much blood, it's sort of like a Kill Bill thing where it becomes like cartoonish. And I liked that about it. All in all, I really think it was really good. It was exciting. It was beautifully shot. I think it was more thoughtful than the average rape revenge movie. But every bit as bloody and gruesome as, you know, the more lurid ones.
It's a very good word after I looked it up.
I don't know why these French women are trying so hard to make us throw up. I don't know what's happening in France right now, that's a thing there, that these women are getting real into gore. But God bless them. I think it's pretty neat that she's able to, like you guys said, show us everything. She hardly has to tell us anything. It's all there. To me, that's a really the mark of a good filmmaker. With 14 minutes of dialogue, almost nothing at the end. I mean, we know everything we need to know all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, shorten the glass removing from foot scene, shorten the chase a little bit, cut out the ants. It'd be an A, but for me, it's a B. But I liked it a bunch. And I say absolutely rent it as long as you are good with a lot of gore and dong. Not as much dong as Rare Exports.
But well, dong. That did set the bar for dong.
Yeah, we'll never see the likes of that again.
We need to contact whoever owns that movie and be like, we've got the new quote for the cover of your DVDs.
Sets a new
Rare
bar.
Exports sets the a new bar says. For dong. Karen McFarlane.
That's fine. I would like my final quote to be something about dong for sure.
Sure.
We all want to leave a legacy.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we think. We all think you should check it out. It's available on streaming. Please do. For our next movie, we are going to be doing another listener request. Keep sending those in. We like to have other ideas for what to watch. We are going to be reviewing for episode 105, Tragedy Girls. It is also available on streaming. Also another one that I don't know about you guys, but I have been meaning to watch for quite a while, and I'm excited to do that. I heard lots of good things. Before we go, ooh, Castle Rock starts this week. It will have just started once you hear this. It will have only been out for a few days. I'm very excited about that. I've got to start my Hulu free trial.
Did we talk about Glass?
Not yet, but we're gonna.
Yes.
Have you guys seen the Glass trailer?
Oh, you know it.
How cool does that look?
So excited.
I'm pleased to see Sarah Paulson, too.
She's just great.
She's always great. Old reliable, that's what they should call her. I'm sure she'd love that.
Yeah, I know, that's what I was thinking.
Every woman's dream.
They should call Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, no kidding. And yeah, his hair doing
those,
that.
Oh, it's so good. Those four in a movie is going to be bonkers.
I'm really glad to see that we're not just going to get, like, the Beast and that we're going to get some more of the different personalities and stuff, too. And it's so cute that they show What's-Her-Face going to visit him and talking to him as the little kid.
Is it Anya Taylor-Joy or is it the other one?
It is Anya Taylor-Joy.
Oh, okay, good.
Very exciting. I was sad to see that Bruce Willis's character is in jail for some reason.
Well, you know.
I guess people don't like vigilantes, right?
Yeah.
So that one's very exciting. There was also a trailer for the new movie Assassination Nation. I don't know if you guys watched that one, but that looks pretty cool, too. Eddie turned me on to that.
It looks interesting.
Teen Anarchy.
Was it Joel McHale in it?
Yeah, I saw him for like a flash.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It looked like, you know, an entertaining hour and a half.
Maybe a more lighthearted version of Black Mirror kind of near future.
Yeah, comboed with The Purge. It's like Black Mirror Purge.
Yeah. It seems like the plot is that everyone's personal stuff gets hacked in this one town, and so they all go crazy and society devolves. Sounds fun.
There's an episode of South Park, pretty much the same thing. There's there's plenty of stuff following the storyline, but I don't know. I saw cheerleaders with baseball bats and shotguns and shit, so I'm always interested in that genre.
Yeah, I'm sold on that. I think Tragedy Girls is going to be a bit like that as well, P.S.
Yes!
Yes! I wanted to recommend a movie, too, before we go, that is older and is now on Amazon Prime. If you guys haven't seen Ganja and Hess, that's a wild movie, man. It had been on my list for a long time, and I hadn't really found any copies of it, and they finally put it on Prime. It's a 70s movie. It's a kind of a black vampire movie, and it's also kind of an art film, and it's real creepy. It's got this chant in it, this music that I've been thinking about for like the past week. I really like it. I mean, it's artsy. You're gonna be artsified, but
you know I get down with the artsy.
I know you do. I just don't want Karen to be like, ugh.
Didn't we talk about how my two favorite movies from this whole time are artsy?
That's true.
She's closeted artsy.
Yeah, she is. She just doesn't want to admit it.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. I just don't want things to be artsy for the sake of being artsy.
She likes artsy, but not fartsy.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's where I draw the line.
Right. I gotcha. I gotcha. So like
that makes more sense than it should.
Yeah. The ants that crossed over into fartsy. Yes. So you were I get you. I get you. I recommend it. Ganja and Hess. Very good. Very creepy. Oh, and it's got Dwayne Jones, the guy, I think the only other movie he was in. He was the lead in Night of the Living Dead, like the original.
Ooh.
Yeah. And one other thing before we go. I've been reading lots of horror books lately. I just read Disappearance at Devil's Rock by Paul Tremblay, the guy who wrote A Head Full of Ghosts. I liked it a bunch. It's a real quick read and a very interesting story and very creepy. And if you liked A Head Full of Ghosts, I'm sure you'll like it. I think I liked it a little bit better than that one even.
Ooh, I just started reading A Head Full of Ghosts, so that's exciting.
Hey, all right.
I quit the last book I was reading.
Really? What was it?
Mr. Peanut. It's also horror, but was not good. And that was like 40 pages in. And could not keep reading.
Who's it written by?
Adam Ross. I just found it like at the library bookstore.
Mm. Well, that's too bad. I hate when I have to quit a book.
Yeah. At a certain time, you just got to call it, though.
Well, it takes a strong person to do that. Usually I'm too stubborn and I'll finish it and I'll hate it the whole time.
It's very long. I didn't want to.
Ah. Yeah, that's fair. You'll like A Head Full of Ghosts, I'm sure.
Sweet.
That wraps it up. Anybody have anything else they want to talk about?
No.
Does anyone want to hear that Little Debbie went to a new house?
Yes.
My precious pig.
in addition to the ghost pictures, you're going to have to share on social media the picture of Lil Debbie with her new boyfriend. Did you say ghost pictures? What?
Did you say ghost? Oh, I wanted to be ghost pictures.
Black Phillip. Yeah, Lil Debbie got herself. I had to find her a buddy pig because you got to keep two pigs, listeners. These are the things I'm learning.
Aww.
And she's needed a buddy, so she always hung out with me, but she couldn't hang out with me all the time. So I was looking for a buddy pig, and I found a lady that was doing the exact same thing for her her happy pet pig person.
What was her pig's name?
I did Oscar, I believe.
Aww.
It was Oscar or Boris. I'll ask her.
Okay.
But anyway, she made it very clear that she is keeping them as pets forever. So little D is just having happy times and is like snuggling up with her new boyfriend. And they got big mud puddles and they're having good times.
Aww.
So I was very story. Happy.
I know. I got all beklempt when the lady sent me the picture of her snuggled up with another pig. I was like, oh, I'm so happy for you. So I'm not the greatest farmer, but I like having critters.
Yeah. Farming's hard. Got to make hard choices.
About giving pigs for free.
Yeah.
So you'll be nice to her? Well, come get her for free. Here's a whole bunch of things I've made special for her. She's going to need them.
You got a real head for business, Eddie.
Yep.
I love it. Listeners, do connect with us in the usual ways. Feel free to ask us questions about our animals. Eddie can tell you about how to neuter all kinds of things. And
and how to milk them.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, thank you guys for joining me to talk about this.
I'm just glad. Really want to see his browser history. That's what I want.
He's on some watch lists, I'm sure. Oh, you made me cough.
Sorry.
It's all right. Anyway, this has been our show for the night. We hope you enjoy. We'll see you in a couple weeks when we talk about Tragedy Girls. Thank you for listening. And until next time, I've been Amy.
I almost said Jamie. Karen.
Jamie.
Jesus. 104 episodes. You still can't get this. Good night, Eddie. Everyone. Oh, boy. You're going to get all kinds of goat neutering questions after this.
I can't wait. I'm ready.